2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hi there, this is Jill Atwood, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Upholding Valor. It is the time of year for reflection here at VA. It can be a tough time of year for our veterans, and we are so grateful to those who entrust their care to us. We are honored to be allowed into their world, hear their stories, and heal them both mentally and physically. I want to tell you about Stu Shipley. He's a Vietnam veteran. He speaks to us candidly about his challenges after service and even decades after of his personal battle with PTSD and suicide. We humbly share his story in the hopes it will encourage other veterans to reach out. Here's Stu.
I would sit at night on watch sometimes and cry and hear other men crying. And it was difficult to put things in perspective of why a man would be weeping in the middle of the night. And for me, it was just such a personal thing. You looked at each man every day in the eye, and you knew that you might not be looking in his eye 2 hours from now or 10 minutes from now. That's hard reality to live with every day, 24 hours a day. But they were all brave heroes, every one of them. And I am proud to have served with those men. I honor those men deeply. And I came home without a scratch, and the guilt I had when I finally came home just overwhelmed me. It took me to the point of suicide. Not once, but about 10 to 20 times. Because I am a survivor. I had made it. And so many of my fellow comrades gave their all. And so the last 50 years since this war, since I've been in this war, has been a big struggle. A big struggle. It took a lot of years. I started coming to the VA many, many years ago. Didn't realize I had severe PTSD. I got home, I became an alcoholic. Some drugs. Smoked a lot of pot and was everywhere. It kept, you know, it made you cope. Was it right? I don't know. It's what it was. It was war. And everybody did what they did. Everybody had their own way of dealing with it. And then when I got home, you know, you got off the plane there, and I wore my uniform proudly and went to Denny's and got called a baby killer and was spit on. So I think I'm not speaking for every Vietnam vet. Not every vet experienced that, but a lot did. And so then I started wondering, what was this all for? You know, what was it all about? I'm a mess. I'm an alcoholic. I've had a gun to my head I don't know how many times, sitting up in the mountain, trying to forget all this mess. I don't know. You know, you write your suicide note to try to explain how you're feeling. And then I thought of my three sons and my grandchildren, and I thought, I can't do this. You know, I can't do this. But I can't keep living like this either. It's just a mess from job to job, and two marriages, and so depressed about life in general. There, you know, wasn't anything worth living for. And then I put my Marine Corps years away and hated them. I hated my government. I hated everything that had to do with the flag and America and our forefathers, and I became so bitter. And and I finally wound up in a gutter somewhere in L.A., and I woke up out of this gutter in my vomit. And I called a friend of mine, and he came and got me, and he said, "What the heck's the matter with you? What are you?" I don't know how I got there. And then I came to the VA, and I said, "I'm really screwed up here. I need some help." And they started out, of course, with your therapy. You know, you're into therapy. You gather in a room with 12 or 15 other old guys like me, and everybody's going to tell their stories. Didn't work for me. I don't need to hear their story. I got my own. I've seen enough of my own. I've seen enough of theirs. So that group therapy didn't work. So I tried that for a couple years, and that just went downhill, and I wound up in the psych ward up here. And spent a few weeks there. Up the medication, the pills. For a long time, you know, most Vietnam vets in their when they're bad times, you're walking pharmacy. And they try different pills to get you leveled out, what I call getting you leveled to where you can tolerate and to this day, I shop at Walmart at midnight. I can't go to baseball games. I can't go to hockey games. I can't go to football games. I can't go to concerts. People. So I shop by myself at midnight at Walmart where there ain't nobody there. But it's okay. I've learned to adjust and adapt to that. And so the VA really, really helped me. You've got to want to be helped, though. You can keep going down that path. So I stopped drinking and haven't done drugs since 1976 or something like that. But I take my meds every day. You know, it keeps me level. I still have nightmares occasionally, not as frequent as 10 years ago. But I've put the war into a perspective now for me personally. Every vet will deal with this, and God bless the men coming back from Afghanistan and the men that went to Iraq. Different place, different time, still war. Same thing going on with them. And everybody has to find, every vet's got to find their own way of dealing with what they saw and what they experienced. And being a survivor, having such survivor guilt, is probably my hardest thing for me to take care of. But I realized that everyday life is so precious. No matter how bad it gets, never get as bad as that. Never. Ever. Not here. A lot of people look at suicide as being a very selfish act. I've had the pistol to my head about 20 times over a 15-year period. To me, someone that's contemplating suicide with severe PTSD or mental illness or anything like that, inside, they're absolutely screaming for help. They don't want to really do this. They really don't. And the VA has such great programs now to help you get through what you think you can't get through. When you reach the point of putting a gun to your head or in your mouth or considering jumping off a building or whatever it is you're thinking about doing, when you reach that point in your mind, that is the only thing that will bring you relief. There's no other way out. There is no other answer to what you're feeling. If you kill yourself, your troubles are over. Your sleepless nights will be no more. Your nightmares will go away. Your anxiety will go away. Your drinking problem will go away. Your drug problem will go away. The problems you have with your family, your friends, it all goes away with one bullet. But inside, you're really actually screaming for help because you really don't. I mean, in my case, I did want to do it, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't. And the VA took me, and it was a one-on-one, and they talked to me, and I told them how I was feeling. They made me realize that you can get past that feeling of hopelessness. You truly can. And a lot of vets would say, no, I'm on this anti-depression stuff, and I'm more depressed now than I was when I started taking it. And so they change your medication up, or they change a combination of it, feel a little better for 3 or 4 months, and things get leveled out, and you go along okay, and then all of a sudden you have a relapse, what I call a relapse. I had one last year. I spent 4 days at the psych ward. I knew I was at that peak again, and I just admitted myself. There is some fantastic people that work here in this whole VA hospital center. And I urge every Vietnam vet that's having any kind of problems, family problems, spouse problems, drug, alcohol, thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, it all fits into one big ball, and I urge them all to come to the VA and talk to someone, get some help. It's here. I know for a fact I'll never put a gun to my head ever again. I have guns at home. I like to go out plinking and shooting, and I do it quite regularly during the summer, and I enjoy it. But I will never stick a gun to my head again. Life is too precious, and there is such good help here at the VA that it's you're doing yourself an injustice if you don't seek some help, because they can help. They help me, and I saw other vets that were in the psych ward with me, and I saw the help that they got. It's not going to erase anything. The pills, the therapy, the one-on-one consultation with your mental health provider. You go home, you lay down, boom. Here comes another nightmare. It doesn't erase what you went through, what you saw and felt, but it allows you to live and understand that what you did at that point in time was your duty. It was your duty. And you willfully joined. Some guys were drafted, but it allows you to realize you'll never forget it, and you shouldn't forget it. You shouldn't forget your experiences. They'll make you stronger. And for me, the VA was an extremely monstrous help to me, to make me proud and make me realize I'm worth living. I may not make a dent in anybody else's life or invent something really fantastic, but that doesn't matter. That truly doesn't matter. You served your country. You served the people of this nation with pride, honor, bravery. I think that's enough worth living for. Just that. Not to mention your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. I've got 12 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, 3 sons. I mean, my gosh. You know, and vets have a hard time finding jobs. I was fortunate enough to have a good trucking job and trucked my whole life and retired. And I live on my VA substance and my Social Security. It's pretty meager, but I'm still here. I'm still kicking. And I'm proud to say that I made it. And other vets need to get up here and get the help. And wonderful people work here. I've never had a bad experience here. Not one time. Ever. And I've come here for the last 35, 40 years. For all different kinds of stuff. My legs are getting bad now. My discs in my back are shot. And, you know, hobble around a little bit. But life is good. And don't ever forget what you did in Vietnam. You know, keep it in your heart and keep it in your mind. But you can learn to live level and be halfway normal. I have to admit, most Vietnam vets are pretty screwy. Like they're a little different kind of breed. And you know what? I'm proud to be part of that breed of men. Some are a little over the top, but for the most part, they're men that gave their all. And I'm proud to be a part of their. I'm grateful to be a part of that group. Very proud to say that I am a Vietnam veteran.
We hope that this very emotional and candid account will encourage other veterans to seek help, whether here at VA or through other means. You matter to us. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all service members and their loved ones. Remember that free confidential support that's available to you. The Veterans Crisis Line is available. Here's the phone number. Jot it down. 1-800-273-8255 and then press 1. That number again, 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Upholding Valor. And we'll see you next time.